And all my homies living for the weekend. And you know we be burning through it.
Burning through it.
Swear there ain't no other way. We gon' have fun tonight. And pop some bands, that's OG status. We gonna run the night. And all my life, that's all that matters. Don't put much focus on the details. And I've been avoiding rehab. And I got all my hitters with me. Yeah, I got all my hitters with me.
Yeah.
We gon' let that burn all night.
Yo, what's going on, family?
Just let that burn all night.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. This is your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Ready to chop it up. Let me put on something real Mac-ish so I can introduce everybody here on the show today. Now, today's show, before I get started, today's show is brought to you by Tipping the Scale Podcast. Now, that podcast is a relationship, business, and personal development podcast that gives people a real roadmap on how to navigate through life. You can check them out at tipthescalepodcast.com. And also, today's show is brought to you by a brand new trailer for a movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. That's by POV Hilarious D. You guys can go to his YouTube page. Go to YouTube and type in Dark Chaos or type in POV Hilarious D and check that out, ladies and gentlemen. And I got my lovely female co-host right here with me right now. Somebody coughing over here. That's Layla's ass. Sarah, sit up so we can see you, dear. You're sitting out of the camera. All right. How are you, Sarah?
I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm fine.
She's lying.
She's a little trying. Sickly. She's a little. What do you got? A little cold.
Just a little cold. It's just hurting my throat. That's all.
Okay.
Really. Mm-hmm. No fever and stuff yet, but I'm trying to get it before it goes that level.
Yes, indeed. And we have the lovely Miss Layla Lopez over here. How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Eating.
Hungry. I wasn't coming here hungry today. I'm not doing it.
Boy, these are some of the eatingest ass women.
Sarah
got some granola. What is that, Sarah?
It's a healthy trail mix.
I can't. Can we see Layla's face? There you go.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted to see the trail mix.
No, I want to see it. No, I saw that. I'm trying to see if we can see Layla in the back munching it up. All right, family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's immediately get on this phone because a lot of folks are calling. What's
already
up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
It's Tiffany?
Tissa.
Tissa, how are you, Tissa?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, Tissa?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Man, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
What would you suggest, or how would you suggest that? Well, I've been married for 10 years now.
Okay.
And, you know, relationship is great. Everything is good. But I want to know, how do I get him to show more PDA, public display of affection?
After 10 years, we're cool on that PDA shit. After 10 years, you know, we save all the affection for the house. After 10 years, you know, we're like, look, we know, you know, I like you. You know, I love you. I ain't got to go out here and start petting on you like a couple of fucking Puerto Rican teenagers. You know, that's not what we
no,
do.
No, but I mean, I get all that. But I'm saying, you know, if we go to the movies and, you know, I want him to hold my hand one time or kind of rub the small of my back or, you know, just.
Well, y'all been married for 10 years. How big is your back right now? You might have a big fucking back. You know, after 10 years, people get kind of comfortable in the relationship.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but isn't that something to keep the relationship going?
Yeah, I mean.
Aren't these things that, you know.
Now, your dude, have you talked to him about it? What has he said about it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I haven't really brought it up to him, talked to him about it. So
yeah, you should holler at him.
Something that's been,
because a lot of times he might not know that you want that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times guys can't really read your mind, so he might not know you want a little public affection sometimes when y'all go out. You dig? You got to communicate. See, it's all about communication. See, we get kind of comfortable. We just like to go out and come on back to the crib. Go out, come on back to the crib. See, y'all women, y'all go out and y'all want to make it an event. You know, it's a whole process. It's a whole symbolic type of thing. You know, y'all want a whole touch and it's a whole thing. And we're very simple. So you should say something to your dude. If he's an understanding dude, you've been with him for 10 years. So he should be somewhat of an understanding dude. You guys have kids?
Yeah, we do. We have four.
God damn, y'all got a bunch of four. I'm like, shit, he's probably tired of picking up all the fucking kids. He wants his own little space, and that's how men are. We kind of get into our zone because y'all got four kids. I have four kids. So, you know, sometimes we just want to get in our little man cave zone. You know, we're dealing all the kids jumping all on you all the time. I get that.
Yeah, which is okay. But, I mean, you know, I'm talking about, you know, when we have our date night or something like that. You
who
know?
Be babysitting the fucking kids when y'all have a date night?
His mother, my mother-in-law.
Okay, see if she can come babysit my kids so I can go to the damn movies.
I'll babysit Tariq.
I know.
Me and Sarah.
Hell no. You know Sarah can't come to my house.
What?
Just might.
No, I don't trust Sarah. I don't trust Sarah as far as I can throw a stick at her ass.
Oh, nigga, whatever. Come on. Anyway,
but talk to your dude. Talk to your guy and see and let him know your needs in the relationship. Sarah at my fucking house? Hell no.
Boy, why? What's she gonna do? Sarah, go in your refrigerator?
I don't trust Sarah. I still think that Sarah's a damn an operative, an informant. Hell
an
no.
Informant? Oh something. My god.
You want to talk.
No.
You won the
please.
Talk.
Oh my you don't understand
we're
some
gonna,
of the,
we're not gonna get into this. Today.
Some of the shit Sarah be asking me.
So?
Lord.
Man, what?
I can ask anything like, I want.
Sarah be asking some informant type of shit.
So,
Lord. I'm like what? Sarah's a fucking weirdo. Sarah's a fucking weirdo.
Because I asked him if he was a pimp because of all these pictures of him acting like a pimp but looking like
and
a
and she
pimp
keeps
online.
Asking me, she, Tariq, you a pimp? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
I just asked.
I'm like, why do you keep asking me? Because I don't know.
Well, I told
it's
you. I keep seeing it.
On the internet. What the fuck are you talking about? What you talking about?
Well,
why you keep asking me
from
this
the pictures
shit?
I seen, look like a pimp.
There was you had on a top hat. What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't have on a top hat.
Well, Layla, you saw the picture I showed you.
What is she talking
right?
about?
You look like a pimp, right?
Oh, and wow. She keeps asking me these weirdo ass informant questions,
oh,
dude.
Mike, I didn't even.
I don't know, Tariq. I don't know.
Look,
like, where are you getting this shit
I
from?
I asked if he was a pimp because there are pictures online of him looking like a pimp.
No, it's not.
And yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where
I'm
are
not
they?
Gonna argue
where
with
are
you
they?
About it.
Where are they?
What do you mean? Where
then
are
she's
they?
Asking me. Do
they're
you know,
online.
Because we're in the car.
They're
the other,
online.
We film.
Oh
she,
my God.
No, it's not.
Yes, they are.
It's not.
Okay.
It's
well,
not.
That's your experience. And my experience is they're online.
And you keep asking.
I don't
me
have
the same
to lie about
question.
You.
And I ain't got to lie to you. You keep
okay.
asking me the same informant ass questions.
That's
then,
not an informant
and then weird
question.
Shit.
Okay.
She's
you,
weird.
But that's
do
not
you
believe,
an informant
do you
question.
Believe
they, do you? Am I?
Do you believe
do you know
I mean,
some
the,
I don't?
Your talking points, you sound like a damn pimp, so I don't know. I believe what I see.
What
that
talking
you
points?
Are.
What talking
and
points?
And somebody, what?
What talking
the
points?
The way you talk about relationships, about women, why are you always trying to act like we hoes and shit? You
who
seem
the
like
hell
you
said
a pimp.
That?
You didn't say it, but you imply
what you talking about?
You imply it.
That's why... I don't trust this motherfucker.
Okay, oh well, no, I didn't ask you to trust me.
Babble.
You about to have
that's why I said
I don't really care.
Layla be like
another Peter and
I really don't
Lord,
care.
Lord, I
don't trust
her. She sounds like a fucking informant.
Okay, well, oh if that's
I don't
how
know,
you
what
feel,
what you talking about?
If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel.
And we
but
were in the car. She's in my car.
I,
the other
I've been side eyed you.
Oh
I've
yeah,
been
what's
side
the story?
You,
what
so
can I get to the bottom of the story?
She
had.
I asked him if he was a pimp.
Okay, where did this? Okay,
where did yeah yeah yeah
together? We get to the bottom of the story.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
I was in a car and I just.
And this
asked
is not
him
her first time asking me. This is not her first time asking
let
me.
Let me see. Okay, let me see the.
She's
picture.
Asked me that
let's
before.
Let's get to the bottom.
Yeah,
of
let's
this.
Get to the bottom. I'm like, what the fuck you getting this from?
I just asked if he used to be a pimp.
Okay,
and
she
said
keeps.
No.
She
okay,
keeps,
so
you
well,
keep
I saw a picture.
Me.
Okay, so those of you are listening, here we go. We got Tariq. Is this even you?
Let me see that.
You look fat as hell. Is this really?
Let me see that. Oh, yeah, that's back in the... This is the damn comedy show from years ago.
Okay, all I said was I saw...
Yeah, that was a comedy satire show from years ago. You didn't ask me that.
Why didn't you say that? I wasn't trying to call you
satire. How the fuck am I supposed to know it was a comedy show?
Because I told you I wasn't, and you just keep asking me the same shit.
And I just said, okay, well, I saw it online. That's all I said.
Then why do you keep asking me some stupid shit like that?
Keep asking you. I asked you one time.
No, you haven't. You keep asking me that stupid shit.
Please, let's just move on. Okay, so you make me mad.
I don't give a fuck about you being mad.
I know. You don't care about if I get mad. You don't care about a lot of shit.
Stop asking stupid fucking questions.
I didn't fucking ask you that shit just now.
You asked me that last questions.
I asked you that last week.
Then she got in my car.
Then you gonna move on.
So I got weed in my purse. I'm like, what the fuck?
What, weed in your purse?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing with weed? Because she's high all the fucking time.
The smell was real loud. And I said, oh shit, this is still in my purse. From last night, and I know how he be tripping, so that's why I said that.
Oh,
I'm like, this motherfucker.
So
right
the bottom
here.
Of it is, that's him in a pimp thing. And he said it was a comedy skit.
But he didn't say it was a comedy skit. I don't know that.
But I told you I wasn't. But
okay,
you keep
and I let it go.
You didn't let it go.
I'm not talking about it. You are. I don't give a fuck if you was a pimp or not.
But I don't give a you keep asking me stupid shit.
I did
shit.
Not.
Why do you keep
what
asking
other
me
stupid
shit
do
shit?
I ask you?
You
what other stupid shit do I ask you?
Bring your fucking voice down.
No, you don't talk to me like that.
Bring your voice down.
No, you don't talk to me.
No, you bring your voice
down. You're not my daddy, though.
You can leave. 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 There you go. No. Let her go. No. Let her go. Go. Go ahead. Bye bye. Go. You go.
No.
There you go. No, you can leave. Go ahead.
Why are y'all
there you go.
Doing this?
What you good. We good. Thank you. Have a good day, sweetie. Yeah.
What is going on? How did this
all right.
Thing
no. It's good. There you go.
Oh, my God. What in the world?
There you go.
What just happened?
It was time for her to bounce.
Oh, my God. Maybe she's just sick right now.
I don't give a fuck. It was been time for her to bounce.
Oh no, Tariq.
Been time for her to bounce.
Tariq, what is going
on? She's on some weird old shit.
So, oh my God.
She's too fucking weird. I mean, asking me stupid ass informant type questions.
Right.
I don't fuck with her like that.
Right.
You dig?
Wow.
And then she got in my car with weed. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Oh, it's legal. I'm like, what? No, dude.
Right.
You ain't got to have a car. Come on, dude. I don't want that shit around. Dude.
Right. Because, yeah, you can't be around that.
Yeah. I'm not. She's, whatever. All right.
Oh, my God. I hope y'all make up.
No,
this
we're
is
not.
Sad.
No, we're good. No, we cool in the game.
Why? I feel like it's a buildup.
No.
Is this a buildup?
Do you think it is?
I kind of feel like it's a build. Can we bring the new girl? No. I want to see what she
it's me and you chilling. We chilling. It's
I'm
me
just,
and you chilling.
No, for real, Tariq. I just really want to know, I know everybody else is throwing money,
No,
too.
Look. You know how she does slick shit. Because, look, let me say this. Because she called Layla screaming at Layla on some bullshit. Like, trying to check Layla. And I didn't like that either, by the way. I'm going to be real. I didn't like that. I should have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she
I didn't like
did.
That bullshit.
She did. She
called
she
Layla,
did.
Told me, don't be talking about this on the air. Don't be putting my business out. That really pissed me the fuck off, too.
Yeah.
So Sarah does a lot of little bullshit behind the scenes, man. Even with the other chick. You know, she's hating on the other girl who was here. You know, she's on some bullshit.
Yeah, when she came at me and called me privately, and like, I thought that was a little strange, but I did, you know, I told her, I like, whatever you think about me, like, I didn't mean to, like, I don't feel like I really did anything really, really wrong, judging by the track record, but if somebody feels like I did something wrong to them, I'm gonna go ahead and just be like, if that's how you feel, I apologize. We got past it, but it was a little strange, and I was in my feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of let it go, because that's the type of person I am, but... I see what you're saying.
You know how she does. She does a lot of little slick.
I feel like Sarah's a good person, but I feel like she's a good person. I just feel like she's has a very strong opinion.
Yeah.
And when she has a very strong opinion, that's what it is, period, point blank.
Yeah.
You know, strong.
But some people.
That was crazy.
Yeah, some people better know their lane. You did?
Yikes.
Yeah,
I think y'all been had built up tension,
kinda,
though. Because even before I got here, I already felt like y'all had some type of tension that was prior to me coming. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
A little bit built up, right?
I don't like nobody. You know, I've always said from day one, right, since she's been here, she has an informant type of fucking vibe. I don't, right, little sneak shit that she does. Right. I don't like that,
right,
shit.
Right, right, right.
I've said that.
Right.
So, like, and when we're off the air and she's doing, asking me weird fucking questions over and over again.
Right.
Like, what do you think? Wire? Okay. What the fuck are you talking about?
Where do you think that's coming from?
Dude, you know, I don't know. She kind of says little slick shit. Just this weekend, she told me somebody almost whooped her ass at the Palladium out here. She, right, almost got into a fight with some chick, right, almost beat her ass. So somebody jumped her back in D.C. So she does shit.
Right, right.
She,
right,
does shit, and, right, she says little off the wall shit.
Well, she did tell me one time, she did say this, and this is why I always thought it stemmed from something before I came. She's, yeah, like, I feel like Tariq doesn't trust me. And I said, why would you feel like Tariq don't trust you? And she said, because one time, she was filming and in the studio, and she didn't tell you. Remember that day I was joking with you, like, okay, Tariq, I'm filming. And I, yeah, know you was like, where the hell is that coming from? But, yeah, it was because she told me that you don't like people filming stuff without you knowing.
Right.
That's why I said it. And I didn't, you know, I want you to think I'm doing nothing crazy.
Right, right,
I was,
right,
just Instagram, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, she was just saying, like, he doesn't trust me because I was filming. And then she said, I told him I was filming.
Well, she didn't.
Yeah, and then that's, yeah, exactly. And then,
yeah,
said,
I don't,
she,
yeah,
didn't.
I, right, I don't, right, like, right, that little sneaky shit coming up here filming and, you know, sneaking in with the camera on the low, and oh no I didn't
right.
So that rubbed me the wrong way already, and plus a lot of the listeners rubbed them the wrong way. She's screaming on them,
right,
cussing them out and all that. So
I want to know what you think they think.
I know they probably tripping. And then she got mad because Layla exposed her as a fucking bedwench.
No,
she got mad.
Oh,
when,
no,
you told when she was with the white dude, she got real mad when she got exposed as a fucking bedwench. You dig?
To me, I feel like you know, that's why I don't know. It's just crazy because, yeah, she did get mad at me for that. But
yeah,
see me, I'm going to own it. If I'm dating a white dude,
own
I'm
it.
A bad wench,
own it.
I'm going to be like, Tariq, whatever. If I wanted to fuck a white dude, I fucked a white dude. Too bad. I don't care what you think. I'm a bad wench. Black empowerment all day. But if I want some white penis every now and then, then I'm going to let you know. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it happens. It's a lot of black dudes that be like, black power, yes.
Yeah.
And then still be having sex with blondes. So
exactly.
We all do it. So it's nothing wrong. I'm just saying, own your shit.
Exactly.
I own my shit. So if you at the movies, you pass me, you see me the white man, I'm come back in and be like, yeah, so
yeah,
what?
Exactly. Just
whatever.
Say,
you
yeah,
paid
just
my
say.
Rent last month.
Exactly. Don't get mad and start fronting and then try to call people privately screaming on them.
Yeah, she
get
did.
The fuck out of here.
That's why I was telling Tariq, I was like, and that's why I called you, because I just didn't want you to talk about it anymore. Because
I don't want her.
Because the way she kind of went off on me, I know me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm being nice. And I'm like, if that's how she felt, I'm a, you know, because I'm like, you know what? She's also a little bit younger than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm like, she seems like a sweet girl, so I'm going to give her a pass. And, you know, I just wanted to tell you, because I'm like, if one more thing happens, then I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Blackout.
Yeah. Oh, man. But I don't need
I want to know what the listeners got to say.
I know. I know.
What they going to say right now?
I know.
Now.
The shit got real today.
This is like.
The shit got this real today. Like, somebody said, did Layla see Hidden Colors yet? That's what I want to know.
No, Tariq, why is everybody hitting me up on Instagram? Everybody is hitting me on Instagram. They're like, Layla, you better watch it before Tuesday. Tariq gonna get in your ass. Like, I got so many DMs about it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
In my defense, it was the holiday weekend.
Come on, she didn't watch it. Man, what's
up? I was fooling around with y'all.
What's up? Who's calling?
Mm-mm.
Hey, Tariq, it's Joe from Tennessee. How you doing, ladies?
What's up? It's not ladies.
Wait,
it's
did
singular.
You even listen?
It's singular, not plural. Are you watching the show, brother?
No, I said ladies.
Okay, this moment he's confused. All right.
Okay,
he don't know.
Can we take a caller?
Yeah,
who knows what's going on?
Who knows what's going on right now? Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Yo, this is Cairo Black from Tulsa, Oklahoma. What's good?
What's up, Cairo? How you doing, fam?
I'm doing all right, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've called your show many times. You're probably familiar with the name. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Singular, not plural. All right, brother. I want to know if there's a delay in the show.
What is the chat room?
Okay, this is my editor, Bishop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Wow, oh my God.
Yeah, the chat room is talking. Somebody said Sarah deserved it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't like Sarah. To
really?
Be honest. They
I
do
didn't
not
know
like
that.
Sarah. They don't. They despise Sarah's ass. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Ogun.
Ogun, how are you?
I'm Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? So, you looking for a replacement? I don't know. I might slide you by.
I like her hustle, though.
I know. She's hustling. Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll have another replacement. That's easy. Oh,
I know. I love Sarah, but I kind of didn't like the way she kept cursing at you guys while she was on the radio. I felt like that was kind of disrespectful, and it kind of messed up the mood of the show.
It did. It does.
I just called to give you guys a shout out. Guess I'll be sending in my resume now.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, dear.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I kind of want to. I don't know. I kind of want to say something, but I don't know if I should say it on it.
Say it. No, say it. Let's talk. We getting it. We keeping it 100.
Okay,
today.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
What I got. Okay. This is what I kind of get.
Yeah.
I feel almost like it's one of, and I could be wrong, okay. But I've been through a lot, and I don't miss a thing, Tariq. Like, yeah. I don't say a lot of, as far as like every little thing that I'm thinking, I just sit back and watch. That's the type of person I am. Like,
yeah.
So I kind of like just hanging around her and just kind of see our conversation, any conversation that pertaining to you.
Yeah.
It's almost like what I got from it. It's almost like, I don't want to say she had a crush on you because you are married, but I want to say it was some type of obsession, maybe not a crush, but it was something there where I felt that she had like, I don't know, it was something like she was like really into you, in my opinion. Mm. And it might not have been sexually. It just could have been like, you know how you just have like somebody that's kind of obsessed. I don't want to say obsessed, but it was something there and I couldn't figure out what it was because I felt like I know we're on the show with you, but I feel like every time we came together, a lot of the conversations went back to you and I felt like we could talk about other things besides you. You know what I mean?
Right, trying
to get to know her
right.
And it's cool. And I was just wondering, like, I couldn't figure it out. Like, I don't know. It was something. It wasn't like downing you or nothing.
Right.
It was just talking about you. So I was trying to figure out like, how did y'all meet or what the relationship was? Because I didn't know, because it was a lot of talk about you when I felt like we could have been talking about ourselves.
Right, you know what I mean? Right,
so
right.
I couldn't figure, it was almost like, I don't want to say single white female type, but obsession, but it was something. I don't want to say she was like crazy and like whatever, but I couldn't figure it out. Like, I don't know,
but
yeah. But that's what I had to say. So I'm like, okay, does she like him? Like, what's going on? Because you know what's happening right now. Like,
people see the stuff that goes on air, and that's already weird. But even behind the scenes stuff is weirder.
It's a lot of crazy. So the other girl, she had a problem with the other girl too.
Yeah, she kind of hated on the other girl, and the other girl used to kind of complain. I don't think Sarah likes me. I'm like, oh God, I don't want that type of shit.
Because
the other girl was cool. People talk shit about it, but you don't disrespect. She's cool.
See, that was my thing, because I was getting a little. That was the only thing that rubbed me the wrong way about her, is when she tried to check. Okay, this is the thing.
That
everybody
really pissed me
y'all
off.
Know she comes in here and talks about all of her dates.
Yeah.
If she would have never did that on air, I would have never said, oh, what's your, every week Tariq came in here ask her, oh, your dates, blah, blah, blah. She'll talk about them, right?
Yeah.
The $40, blah, 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 this, that, the third. Okay, so soon as I say something about a guy that's non-black, you get all uptight, but you're cool. But let me tell you what happened. I already know what happened, because I went on the comments page.
Oh, wow.
And people were ripping at her shreds.
Yes, yes.
And because she called me, she didn't call me the day after the show. She called me like 3 days later, because she read the comments. People was in her ear, probably called her friends. And then she tried, like, I didn't like the way you, talked about my business on the air. But I'm like, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's what we do. We talk
this
about
this is a radio show.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So I don't know why she tried to check me so hard. And I was being nice about it.
Yeah.
And she still was like, and I said, oh, I'm really sorry if you felt that way. This is what I said. And then she's like, don't do it again. Like, still being crazy.
Yeah.
So that's when I had to call you.
I'm like, who the fuck is she
trying to call Tariq, because don't say shit, because if she says one more thing to me on air.
Yeah.
Like, so if you say something and then she goes off, then I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
We already know.
I don't know.
Want to fight?
Yeah,
I just
real weird old shit, man. But just this weekend we're doing the film, and she's just asking.
We did a skit.
Is very funny, by the way.
Yeah, oh my God,
the skit is fucking hilarious.
I know. I thought we was a good team.
Yeah, but she's like, I want to ride in your car, Tariq. I'm like, oh Lord.
See what I'm?
So yeah, yeah. I'm like, yo, you ride in your car. No, I want to ride with you. I'm like, so you ride with, oh, Lord. Yeah. I don't, you know, because I'm, y'all know me. You know, I'm real low key. You know, I'm chilling. And I don't like bullshit ass conversation at all. I mean, say the bullshit conversation for the air. Don't be in my private life asking me some dumb fucking questions. And that's a bunch of real weird shit. Then you got weed on you. Yeah. And I really don't like that at all. Yeah. Y'all know I got feds tracking me. My, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, you can't have the BS.
I can't have no fucking weird old BS bullshit around me. Yeah. At all.
No, man. You can't. Mm-mm.
Man, other than how are you doing though, Lee?
I am good because I ate today and
good.
I'm doing good. I feel like I have energy. I'm not hungover.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I got through.
Yes, you did. What's on your mind?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I have two kids, right?
Go ahead.
I work for a, you know, I have two kids. I have a job. They're by the same baby father.
You got two kids by the same baby father. Okay.
And I was wondering if I should put him on child support.
Okay.
Let me explain why.
Go ahead.
Okay, so he basically takes care of them when he wants to.
He pays when he
huh?
Okay, are the kids there? Sound like you and with the kids now?
No, I'm at work. I'm at work.
Oh, okay. So he pays when he gives you money when he wants to?
No, like he takes care of them. Yeah, when he wants. So okay. Like the last time he gave me money was like 10 months ago.
Okay. Oh wow, shit.
Right? I've been paying everything. I have to pay, you know, child care is $500 every 2 weeks. You know, everything. I live by my, I have an apartment. I have a car, you know? My kids, they, you know, they eat organic food, you know? I'm not cheap, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
And so, like, the last time he gave me money was, like, 10 months or whatever. I understand, like, he doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Let's get this straight. But okay,
so you got two kids by a nigga who didn't have a job.
Oh, no.
He had a job where I had my first daughter.
Right after you had the kids, he lost his job. Women always make it seem like he turned dusty.
That's not
he turned dusty right after the kids. Like he wasn't dusty from day one.
How it went?
How did it go?
He was a little dusty before. He was a little dusty.
Exactly.
Oh, so there
you
go.
You admit it. You admit it.
No, he was. And I think, you know, I was too, you know, like my mind state wasn't where it's at now.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
So
not dusty, but you know what I mean? We were young.
Look, look, bottom line is if you need help, you got to do what you got to do to get the help you need. You know, I don't like motherfuckers getting on child support, going through the system and all that. But if you do need help
exactly.
And the kids need help, you know, he has to do something that's going to make the lifestyle of his kids comfortable. These are his children. You dig? And look, I don't like the child support system is fucked up, especially out here in California. What state are you in, by the way?
I'm in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, out here, I don't know how it is in other states, but out here, the mother don't even have to put the dude on child support. If the mother owes any kind of money to the county or whatever, to the city, you know, they can, you know, the city will file a child support claim against you. You dig?
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy out here. I'm going through something like that now. You dig? I'm going through something like that now. So,
okay,
so I say if you, but if the shit that he's giving you is not enough to take care of the kids, you're gonna have to do what you have to do, or you just need to sit down and just talk to this nigga, and all that. He ain't got a job.
That nigga
gonna have to go out here and start tap dancing for nickels. He's gonna have to do something.
He's only as good as
old I'm trying shit. No, we
have a conversation with him.
Yeah, you gotta have a conversation with him. Yeah, you gotta have a. Because my thing is, I hate when it goes through the state because they get a cut and, you know, they don't, the money's going to them and then they got to go to you and, oh, fuck all that. Talk to that nigga.
Exactly.
Talk to that nigga and say,
hey. I'm sorry, Tyreek. You don't understand. I've been trying to talk for a long time.
And if he's dusty, see, this is the kicker, though. If he's kind of dusty and he ain't working, you know, if you file a claim, it's going to be a minute before you get any paper anyway, because he doesn't have an income that they could tax.
You did? He got car insurance or whatever. See, and I was wondering now, like, are they going to fuck with that, like, act, like, how do you have this that you don't got a job, and how, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, fuck his life up, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you should take care of your kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, he has to do that. And that's why you got to communicate with him and all that. Well, I buy Pampers every month. No, none of that I buy Pampers bullshit. You know, he's going to have to really step that thing up, or you're going to have to do what you got to do. Yeah, yeah. All right, baby. Well, thank you for the call, yeah, dear. Yes, indeed.
Thanks for taking us.
You never had that issue, did you?
Oh, no. My baby daddy's good. He's one. Actually, if it was up to him, my son would be a full-time dad. He's great. Yes, he's just not good in the, you know, relationship department.
Nah.
But he's a great dad, so I'm happy. I got lucky. I ain't got to beg for money.
Yes, indeed. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
What's going on?
This is Sean. This is Sean from Jersey.
Sean from Jersey. What's up, player?
Yeah, I called probably like, I'll say like a month and a half ago before telling you about the girl I went on a trip with from at Mexico and all that mess.
Do you remember that?
When you were staring.
I kind of do.
Refresh my memory, yeah, brother. What happened? See?
I was dealing with this girl. I had been dealing with her for about like 6 months at the time. And I was saying like how, you know, we had met at a party and things had was moving way too fast. And should I tell her, like, I don't really want to be in a relationship and stuff like that.
This.
And you were just telling me like, yeah, you should let her know and stuff like that. And this was like after we went on the trip and stuff.
So you didn't want to be in the relationship, or she didn't want to be in the relationship?
I didn't want to be in a relationship, but it was kind of like we were sticking around. We were talking for so long. I really wasn't talking to nobody else. So I was like, you know how you get stuck with somebody, kind of.
Yeah,
and,
y'all remember you was telling them.
I think I kind of remember.
Yeah,
that.
I remember that.
So.
Well, I was just calling.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So what's the status now? What's the status now? God damn, nigga. What's the status now? You go. No, you go. You go. No, you go. What's the status? All right,
now the status now is that we stopped talking. She like looked through my. I was out, and she looked through my phone somewhere, and she found I was talking to somebody else, and everything just got blown up. And we don't talk anymore. It was one of those situations where I came and I was talking to her, and we had like a little conversation, and she was like, "Oh well," she was like, "She would forgive me," but I was like, "Well, while we here talking about it, I kind of don't want to be together anyway." So. It was one of those situations. Oh, so I'm talking to somebody else now. Mm. And I'm really vibing with.
So who's the I'm new really girl? Who's the new person. Girl?
The new girl is the girl that she saw on my phone.
Oh, damn. See,
wait, why you don't like the girl though? The girl you went to Mexico? Yeah, you don't like her? Yeah. Like, what's her coochie stank? Like, what's the deal? Like, she seems cool. I don't know. Took her to Mexico.
Yeah, So my whole thing is that the person I'm with now, I'm really vibing with them. They're really cool. Oh. Like we really have a common ground on a lot of stuff. And I'm taking my time. We're taking stuff real slow. But I'm like, first of all, how do you really tell somebody? Because I know it's kind of corny to tell somebody like, oh, like you should be my girlfriend or something like that. That's corny.
Right.
But like, how do you tell somebody? So how do you kind of tell somebody like, you know, I'm really vibing with you. Like, you know, we should kind of like, you know. Take it to the next level or something. How do you know when you should do that?
You know, that's something that just kind of happens. When you're an adult, it's something that kind of happens. It's an understanding. Like when you're in high school, you know, we go together. I'm going, you know what I'm saying? You ask somebody to be, are you going to be my girl? That's high school shit. As an adult, man, y'all click to a point and y'all vibe to a point where it's almost understood that you guys are going to be rocking with each other. And the more you're around each other, the more deeper that understanding goes. And if a person is like trying to date you and then trying to casually go out with other people, that's them sending you a message. See, we got to learn how to pick up on messages when we're adults, because as adults, it's not going to be a verbal agreement like that. It's going to be more of an emotional agreement. You're going to feel whether or not this is the person that you're in a relationship with, and you're all going to get that emotional understanding. Now, the new girl, how old is she?
She's 21.
And how old are you, by the way? I forgot.
Oh,
you?
I'm 22.
That nigga,
I'm 22.
That nigga, I'm, and copped out. You're 22. Okay.
I'm sorry. My phone's stupid. My phone's janky.
Oh, you're blaming it on the phone. Janky phone. Okay, don't all right, well, yeah. Phone.
Hopefully, you're young, man. You don't really know what you want yet, you dig? Because you ain't even out of college yet. Are you in college or like community college or trade school? What are you doing?
No. I'm not in college right now. I'm working for an insurance company. Well, I'm in the works of working for this insurance company.
Okay, so you trying to find yourself right now, you know, because one minute you cool with this chick, now you don't like her, then you want to get with the next chick because, you know, you kind of playing the field. You're 22, so you're not really trying to be locked down. And when it gets to the point of getting locked down, you start trying to find a way to wiggle up out of it. You see, you're in that player stage right now. You're right in the middle of your player stage. So you got to let that play out of your system so that you can start looking for quality instead of quantity. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. And just quick question. I just want to ask, like, when you in this stage, like this player stage, but let's say you find somebody and you find a chick that you think like, yo, this chick really cool. And you like, you know, I mean, I would want to talk to somebody, but I wouldn't mind really like, you know, just rocking out with old girls. So how do you kind of, you know, is that cool? Like, do you say no to that, or you just like rock out with a one person?
No, what you got to do, man, you got to see how people are in the long term. Because a lot of times when you meet people initially, they put their best foot forward. You put your best foot forward, and you'll meet somebody who's like looking real good on paper because they're putting their best foot forward and you're getting to know them and you haven't really gotten to know them like the real them yet. So they're cool at first and you're like, damn, I could see myself in a long-term relationship. But the more you're around a person, and that's just not relationships. What the fuck is that?
Is that him?
That's your phone, brother?
Yeah, that was somebody in the background. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That nigga got Sarah on the other line. Both of these niggas informants. Get your ass on the phone. Click. I hung up on his ass. Shit.
No, you know.
Sarah done tapped that nigga phone. I hear you, Tyreek. Shit.
Oh my God.
I hung up. It's Sarah and the feds.
Oh my God. I can't. Oh, no, damn. No, but that's true. You know, I liked his question because I want to ask you a question. So
go ahead, beloved.
Okay, so if you're dating a guy and he's like in his mid-30s, no, you're not even dating, you're just going out, you know, yes. Y'all eat, you know, whatever, hang out.
Yeah.
And the guy, first he acts distant, like, you know, we just chilling or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, I think we should be more consistent. So my question to you is it hard for, okay, then he calls me and says, okay, well, not me, I'm just hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetical.
That's a
question.
Make-believe Layla, yeah. In a parallel universe.
This is my friend asking me this question.
Yeah.
So basically, then they say, oh, well, I kind of want something more consistent, which is weird because you were acting distant, which I'm cool with. You know, because I'm not, you know, whatever. But then all of a sudden, you say you want something consistent, but then your actions are kind of like one. It's like a wishy-washy-ass person. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, do you think this person, like, is like the guy that just called in? Like, guys really just don't know I thought every dude knew what to say. Like, oh, I want to rock with you. Or they don't. Or guys really don't know how to just be like, yo, let's hang out. Like,
a lot of dudes are just kind of full of shit. And they're full of shit to you because they don't know what they want.
Oh,
see, women got to understand there's a lot of dudes who don't know what they want.
Interesting.
You know, but at that moment, or sometimes guys do want that at that moment.
Wow.
But understand there's a lot of dudes out here who are emotional. So their emotions will sway, and the next day, I don't feel like being in a relationship no more. You know? So these niggas are worse than women sometimes with their emotion.
Wow, that's crazy.
So that's why with maturity, you can learn how to just be grounded. When you choose a mate, you're not going to choose it based solely on emotion. You choose it on emotion. That's one factor. But you choose it based on how you people can conduct the relationship business, because relationships are businesses.
Yeah.
So as a business person, you have to think logically in a relationship. Does this person have my best interest? Can I handle business? Can I build something with this person? Can this person be a good nurturer if we just decide to have children?
Right.
If I need somebody to pay the bills while I'm out of town and write the checks, can they do that? Uh-huh. You're looking at it like a business partner.
That's so true.
You look
That's
at
why
it from,
people say marriage is work, and I didn't get that.
Yeah.
I'm like, marriage is work? This ain't a job, but it is a job.
Yeah, it is.
Just like you put in, that's what I learned when I got older. I'm like, you know how like, if you want something, in your job, you have to put work into it.
Yeah.
It's just like if you ain't putting no work in your relationship, it's not going to work.
Absolutely.
So now that's why I was just wondering about that wishy-washy shit. I'm like, okay, so like what is happening?
Yeah,
one moment like,
because the dudes, a lot of these dudes are emotional and they feel you and they feel a relationship at that moment. So that's why there's a lot of passion in it. And niggas be damn near about to cry. I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't have you and my lady. I got to have you. You so special to me. And he's genuine. But a week later, after that nigga done smoked something and saw another big ass somewhere at the club. Now, you know what? I just want to do me right now, you know, trying to get myself together, you know.
So like, no. So what is it? Do they really want to be with you or are they just...
These are fair weather niggas, I call it. No, it's fair weather niggas, you know. The shit is good when you're there.
Right.
But when the other chick is there, it's good with her too. That's you dig? So niggas
want to... what's happening yes, it with is. These guys out here. Okay.
What's up, who's...
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
This is Tequan.
Tequan, what's up, brother?
I'm chilling. I got a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm 31, and I've been through a lot of my 20s, but I'm just now starting to get, you know, things in line with my life. Is it too late to, like, is there, like, a timeline to when I have kids and to start a family, or is no rush? Because I feel like I really want to get it in my 30s. I don't want to settle down or nothing like that.
Right, there's no timeline. I mean, it just depends on the person you meet. When you start trying to put timelines on when to, you know, have a kid and all that. I mean, now, let me say this. You should try to have children when you are more financially stable. And you are, you know, when you get in your 30s or your 40s, or sometimes the late 20s, you're more financially stable. So if you want to look at it from that point of having a timeline, that's understandable. But just saying, okay, by 35, I just want a family and wife, you know.
I just feel like I want to enjoy life, you know what I'm saying, in my 30s and maybe start in my 40s with all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Now, how old are you again?
31.
Okay, so are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm single. I don't want no relationship with no kids or nothing.
All right, well, yeah, you need to
I just want to have fun.
There you go. You get that out your system. Yeah. And travel and party and bullshit, but don't do it too long because you don't want to be the old nigga in Cancun. You at the old nigga on the beach.
You did. Some dudes deserve to be an old nigga. All right, brother.
So you say some dudes deserve it?
Yeah, because they be like still thinking they got, like, after 60, they like still be in the club. It's like, dude, like, come on, bro. Exactly. You losing teeth and shit. You still in the fucking club?
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible. Like
these niggas who didn't want to grow up. You got these delayed players. You got a lot of dudes who got locked down in relationships young, and then when you got older, you might have gotten divorced. So now they want to get back out there
Man,
in the game.
So bad.
So you know, niggas so over bad. There at Daytona Beach with dentures and shit. Yeah,
you know what really bugs me about like older guys, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're like literally 60, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking to a 20 and 30 year old, why would you think a 20 and 30 year old would want to talk to you?
That nigga, he probably like, look, I get knocked that little rent out.
Yeah, that's what my point
that is. Sugar daddy spirit come up out of
them. That's what I'm saying. But I feel like some older dudes nowadays, they think you just want to talk to them for them. I'm thinking, nigga, if y'all want to talk to you, I go date somebody younger that's broke and fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? Somebody your own age, then some old dusty, your teeth gonna fall out. Like, I don't understand. I feel like people should know their position.
Have you seen some older dudes, like around 60 something, late 50s, early 60s, who still had it? Like, you looked at them
no,
like, hey.
Oh yeah. No. I've seen a lot of older men that still have it for sure.
Yeah.
However, rent is still due on the first. Yeah. and it's not like people can't pay their own rent, because I can pay my own rent. I'm just saying, like, it's just like, not if you first meet me, I'm like not telling you to pay my bills, but I just feel like men aren't men anymore. Like, they don't, like, men want to act like men until the first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, they want to act like, I'm doing this, I'm in charge. Okay, if you're in charge, honey, you take care of the bills.
Real shit.
It's not that I don't, like, I have money too, but I don't need, it's not like I can't pay my rent, but you, if you pay my rent, everybody knows the girls like to save their money.
Absolutely.
We don't like to spend our money.
Absolutely.
We want to spend yours.
That's why y'all be trying to get me to go out. Come meet us at the restaurant. Fuck out of here.
Tariq, we want to go eat.
I know.
Bella.
Come meet us and let's talk. Like, really? They were trying to do that bullshit. I'm like, really? Y'all think I'm going to come so I can foot the bill? Y'all little greedy asses. Fuck out of here.
That was the plan.
I know it was. I'm like, the hell out of here.
Well, at least you know why. We knew we couldn't get one over on you.
Exactly. I can see that shit from a mile away. Hey, killing like, me with that bullshit.
Tariq, let's go eat. Like, we really want to go like, eat with
I really
you that
bad. Give me, I love, I'm like, really? Like, I do not want to be around y'all ass like that. Hey, we got to come on. You should join us. Like, what the fuck we going to talk about?
I know. We asked Tariq to go to lunch on Saturday when we shot the skit, and he was just running.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is he running?
He's texting me. You should join us. The food's good. I'm like, geez. Bummy negresses are trying to get me to come up there to pay for the fucking food. I just escaped Sarah. Well, I definitely don't want to go back up there
you
around
know
her.
What? I feel bad. I do feel bad like what just happened though, because I feel like this time, you know what I do feel like though?
Yeah.
I feel like even when people argue and have disagreements, it's like brother and sister. Do you know how many arguments I've gotten to with my mama, my brother, my sister,
yeah,
friends, and then when we come back together, we come back stronger.
Yeah.
So even though whether Sarah comes back or she doesn't,
well, she's
hope,
not. She's
I hope
not.
I hope y'all work it out.
We're not.
I hope you. No. Not,
we're not. Not. No. No. We're good. Tariq, I'm very good on
Tariq,
her. She's never coming back.
No,
here,
I
at
know.
All.
But yeah. I'm just saying, just like if you see somebody in the street, you know, just to have good blood, like not that y'all gonna have a whole conversation, but just like
right,
if you see her in the street, it's not like gonna be oh fuck
no, no,
that
no,
nigga.
But, yeah, no,
it
no.
Will be like yo,
well,
what's
she's
up?
Not in my
hey,
circles,
and then
but,
keep pushing. But like, I just hate to have bad blood with anybody, but if it is what it is, it is what it is. But at the same time, I'm gonna keep it real and speak my mind too. Like,
yeah,
like that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want her to think I'm talking about her behind her back. But Sarah already knows I was irritated when she came at me about that stuff. Sorry,
yeah,
we already
that,
talked
that,
about
that
it.
That really rubbed me the wrong way because that was definitely not in her place to
even
go there.
So I'm not trying to talk about her behind her back because I whatever I said to say. But she knew I was irritated. She was irritated. I was irritated.
Yeah,
we got past it. And that's what it is.
And I've told her from day one I don't trust the ass.
Yeah, no, she told me you did it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I could that's why I was trying to figure out like y'all relationship and I didn't know like what it I was trying to because I came in on something that was already happened, that was already going on. So I didn't know like the dynamic of y'all relationship. It was like almost like a brother sister type of thing, like you know.
No, an employee. That's right. She's a fucking employee, not my sister, nothing. She's a fucking employee. Outside of this, I don't really want to fuck with you like that.
Oh, my God. But no. You know what? You know what? I think she got that vibe, though, because she would tell me. She was like, I think Tariq doesn't want to hang around us because you know how it would be. She was like, I think Tariq don't want to hang us because every time we ask him to do something, I agree. And I was like, I don't think so either, girl. He be saying no.
Lord. Man.
She's like, I don't think he likes us like that.
No. I'm cool with you. You and I are good.
Yeah, I don't care about y'all. But I don't,
dude,
you know, just
I'm good.
But yeah, that's I don't know.
And some of the listeners, y'all kind of got it right. You know, she sounds like, you know who she sounds like? Human Crispy. She sounds like, because that's she told me that's how she found out about my stuff, because she's been a listener of mine for a long time. So she listens to Human Crispy.
Oh.
So that rubbed me the wrong way too, having that shit around. That always rubbed me the wrong way too, because you know I don't fuck with anything about Real Crispy at all. So some of the shit she was talking about sounded like some crispy shit.
Right.
To be very honest,
right?
You dig?
Right.
So you know we're good. And
so, but did you honestly in your heart for real? Do you really feel like not inform it for like whoever, but like do you feel like if it's anybody that you know you're not feeling, do you feel like they sent her? Do you really feel
something,
like that?
Yeah, it's just her
for
vibe.
Some info
it's just
and for some info,
just the vibe. Just the
have
whole
have you been
vibe.
Feeling this way a long time though?
Yeah, when she first came in filming, and I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Right.
You know, we're coming in here filming, and
right,
doing shit. You know, people. Right. You know, I'm private to a certain
right
degree.
Right,
but
right, right.
Don't be filming. You know?
Right, because you don't know where it's going.
You don't
or
know what the fuck. You
yeah
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, that right there rubbed me the wrong way. The first impressions are always a very lasting
right
one. So right, I can kind of read a person.
So when you hired her, when you hired her, did you have that feeling? Or
no, when I hired her, then she after I hired her, we doing the show and she's in filming on the low, and
okay,
I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay.
So that's the first impression. So I always keep a first impression in my back pocket to look at other patterns about people.
So you're trying to give her a benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm not gonna throw you under the bus on the first impression.
Right.
You dig? But I'm not forgetting that. I'm a fucking
okay
Cancer. When I see somebody,
oh,
do some
you
shit,
a Cancer?
Yeah.
Dude?
I don't forget shit.
Oh my God.
Little shit. There's a lot of other little shit.
Ooh,
too.
Y'all crazy. My baby daddy can't see. Y'all crazy.
So yeah, but we good. We're gonna get another co-host in here with us. And somebody, look, I'm not editing shit. Y'all gonna get the raw video.
No.
I'm putting the raw video
go
up.
Go ahead. This is yes. Oh Lord. Yes. For those of y'all that missed it.
Yes,
oh my
indeed.
God. I can't, honestly, I'm still in shock, Tariq. Man. I thought y'all was playing. That's why I was quiet. I was like, they have
oh,
to be
no,
joking.
Oh, No.
I thought y'all was joking. And then when I seen that this shit was real.
Yeah.
I was like, what is, like, I'm like still in shock right now. Like, what the fuck? Like, what in the world? Like, for real. It was crazy when I, you it is. But the thing is, she told me that she asked you a certain question that day. She told me. And I said, and then, you know, and I said, how'd you find it out? And she said, such and such, somebody had said something and it was online. But I didn't think that
and she's gonna, asked me that.
I didn't think we were going to mention this on air.
Right. She asked me that several times before, too. That's not the first time.
Oh, that's not like, the first time.
I'm like, why is this fucker asking me dumbass questions from the damn internet? I'm like, where are you getting this bullshit from? I don't know. You know, acting high and I don't know.
So when you tell somebody no, I said no. When you tell somebody no, then you expect them to drop it.
Drop the shit. Don't ask me. I don't want to hear no weed ad conversation.
Right.
I said no. Drop the shit and stop asking me the same fucking shit over and over again.
Did she ask you again today when she walked
no,
in?
No, oh, okay, not today.
Okay. So what? How the hell did we even get on that damn topic?
Because we're talking about hanging out. You're like, y'all will come to my house or something. You said something about hanging out, right? Remember?
Oh, right.
I'm
you like, said you don't no. trust. Yeah.
Because y'all always talk. Sarah always talking about, Tariq, we need to come to your house and eat. I'm like, no, you don't. You ain't going to my fucking house.
Well, no, because another thing is she was like, oh, he never, you know, I was like, have you ever been invited? Because mind you, you know her longer. So no. She was like, no, not even for, I'm like, not even for Christmas or nothing. And she was like, no. And I was like, always, I was like, dang, that's, I thought it was weird. I'm not going to lie. At first, because now that I know y'all relationship, now I don't think it's weird.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I'm thinking y'all closer than y'all no. are, mind you, because I don't know.
No.
So I'm thinking like, oh, the girl don't have no family out here. Tariq can invite her. Over.
Hell
but
no.
but Hell now but no. now that I know y'all relationship ain't like as tight as I thought it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of little shit, dude. Cause she said she done stole shit from folks before.
Stole
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, she done said it. She's admitted it. She's like, yeah, I met this dude and I stole some weed.
Stole.
Like, oh Lord, this broad is bummy as fuck.
I just
man.
Know that my mom always told me if you lie, you steal.
Yeah, exactly.
You lie, you steal,
exactly.
You steal, you lie. And like they go like I can't hang around thieves. Now that I don't
exactly.
do. I don't stealing?
Yeah, and that's some shit.
That's petty.
Back in yeah,
that's
that
petty.
She was involved in back in DC, some old theft shit. She mentioned, I'm like, I don't want to.
Oh, no.
I don't want to. I'm like, hell, that's why whenever y'all talk about going to my house, I shut that shit down.
I got you.
Very fucking fast.
Okay, I got you.
I shut it down real goddamn fast, man.
So okay, I can't come by association.
Yeah. You ain't coming up in this spot. And even when she up in here, she always picking up shit. Can I have this, Tariq?
Right.
Put the fucking shit down.
Right.
Don't she be doing that? She goes in my warehouse. I need this for my apartment, Tariq. Can I have this? I'm like,
no,
put the shit down.
Maybe she looking at you as like a dad figure though.
Oh,
no, honestly, maybe that's where I picked up. Remember I was saying it was something I picked up. Maybe it's not the the crush vibe. No, I think I'm wrong about that. I think it could be the dad vibe.
She ain't no damn daughter of mine.
It could be a dad vibe. You know
Lord.
How you out here.
Man.
I can't figure it out though. I ain't even gonna sit here and play
cool.
detective. But that
I'm
shit
cold.
Was crazy.
I mean, real. We kept it 100 today.
Oh my God. Y'all some Peter and Matt shit right now. I ain't got time for y'all. Peter and Matt, I was like, please don't fight up in here. Please
Lord.
Don't fight up
oh,
in
yeah.
here.
We cool in the gang.
Wow.
Ain't gonna be no fight.
But you, girl, hopefully, I don't know. I'm just in shock. This
don't
is
be in shock. Shit. I mean,
y'all niggas is crazy.
No, we cool in the gang, and this is how the shit is supposed to be, man. Got a clean house. God damn.
Could you imagine?
I am glad her ass is gone. Good riddance.
Oh, damn. Isambot said he glad she gone. What'd you say, Isambot?
I am glad her ass is gone. Good riddance.
Okay, even Isambot said good riddance.
Oh, you ain't shit.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. I got to go to the house.
Oh, my God.
Because I got electricians coming to the house, got to fix my kid's room. The bedroom is janky. The electricity is off.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, y'all.
I can come over now, Tariq.
Yeah, you can come over. Yeah, you can come over. Yeah, you can come over anytime. You good. We ain't letting her.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Oh, all
right, y'all. Hey, man, it's been real. We're going to post this video up in a second after the show.
I can't.
You dig?
If y'all missed that shit.
So what is your Instagram, Layla?
My Instagram is Miss Layla Lopez. That's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes, indeed.
Follow me.
Yes, indeed. And I am at Tariq Elite on Instagram. And
you know, go ahead. You know what's funny though, yes. Tariq?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sad because me and Sarah were just talking about how people were hitting us up on our DMs, like, yo, are y'all gonna come to town? We want to see you guys. And we were saying we was gonna talk to you about it, we was gonna get promoters, and we was gonna go out so we can, you know, meet everybody. We was just talking about that. Yes. That sucks.
It's a happy day. It's a happy day. You gotta clean the clean house.
Oh my,
you dig?
Goodness.
That's how it is. We gotta clean the fucking house. And people, like my man LeVar Ball said, you got to stay in your lane.
Stay in your fucking lane. That's true.
Some people kind of think they are more important than what they are.
True.
You dig?
You got to fall back a little bit.
No, stay in your fucking lane. Yeah, this is not the place for the bullshit like that.
Damn cancer. Ooh. Yeah. If I knew you was a cancer, I would have knew this shit was going to go down at some point.
Man.
Your ass.
Anyway, y'all, man, y'all follow. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Go to 1804movie.com. Go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear. And I'm going to holler at you.